This is program number LW2170. Well, it's a beautiful waterfall in the foothills of the Cumberland. Hi, this is Larry West. I'm told it's the highest falls east of the Rockies. It used to be a pretty wild and rugged place. Today, though, just about anybody can drive to the summit in his car. Lou Daniel took his boys on a camping trip up there a couple of years ago. They could have driven to the top of it, but Lou's boys would have none of that. They wanted to hike all the way up. Lou wasn't so sure about that, but his boys talked him into it, and off they went with Lou huffing and puffing at the rear. About halfway up, with the boys skipping and hollering and exploring in the distance ahead, Lou twisted his ankle. Wouldn't you know it? Lou fell to the ground, but there was a break in the trees where it happened. Lou was sitting there right to the side of the trail, and he could be viewed by those hikers who had chosen to walk up the smooth road, just a skip and a jump away, down from the trail. After a while, a fellow came sauntering by, saw Lou sitting there, and said, "Hi." Then, seeing Lou's contorted face, he asked, "Anything wrong?" "Sprained my ankle," Lou moaned. "Too bad," the man murmured as he walked on. About 10 minutes later, while Lou was struggling to get his shoe off, his ankle was beginning to swell rapidly now. Another man ambled by. He took in Lou's predicament at a glance and said, "Hi, anything wrong?" "Sprained my ankle," Lou repeated. "I'm sorry," the man said, walking right on by. About a half hour later, and many moans had gone by, the boys came scampering back, looking for Dad. What happened? About the same time, a third man walked up the smooth road and spotted Lou up there on the trail. "Anything wrong?" "Sprained my ankle," repeated Lou. I mean, it was beginning to sound like a broken record now. This man, different from the others, left the road and climbed up to the trail. He took a look at the situation and then, with an authoritative voice, told the boys, "Stay with your dad, boys. I'll go back to camp and get my car." He said, "From the looks of that foot, your dad is going to need a doctor." Turning to Lou, the man said, "Take it easy now. I'll be right back." The boys did. Lou did. The stranger did, too. He did what he said he would do. You know, the world is filled with sympathizers, but there are only a very few who care. You know why? Caring involves doing. What Lou experienced that day reminded him of a story Jesus Christ told a long time ago. "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho," Jesus began, "and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.'" That's Jesus' story. At the end of it, Jesus asked those, you know, sitting around and listening to it, "Which of these three do you think was neighbor to the guy?" They said to him, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." That's my message to you today. Hey, there's a someone out there who has sprained his ankle. Could be a broken leg or even a broken heart. You're not much of a neighbor if you just pass on by. Today, take the time and care. The world is filled with sympathizers, but there are only a very few who care. You know why? Caring involves doing. Today, take the time and care. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.